Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the I Am Rappaport podcast.
Yes! Brand new bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa Museum quality. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up next. On today's podcast, me, the disruptive warrior, went down. They put me in health and safety protocols. Me, I got the corona. I don't know what variant, I don't know what strain, but I got the coronavirus. Had to cancel the Wendy Williams show. Plus, I break all that down, and we have six. Not one, not two, not three. Six NFL games. I make my picks. All that and more in a fantastic museum quality, always disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this motherfucking podcast off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Say it one more time. Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa, in the house, in the place to be. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito. Forgot about that one. Shout out to my man who reminded me about that one, the White Chocolatito. aka the Sultan of Sniff, aka the COVID Conqueror, aka the Inflamed Ashkenazi, aka the Pandemic Pied Piper, aka, of course, the Gringo Mandingo, aka the Jewish James Dean. It's Michael Rapaport. It is the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Boom. I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody's feeling sane. I am doing this podcast from the quarantined New York City gloom tomb. Quarantined? What do you mean? Well, if you didn't hear, you didn't see my posts, I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast posts on social media. Crazy. But after, the day after the last podcast, which turned out to be this past Tuesday, the 11th. So we put out the podcast midnight, the 11th, Tuesday, the 11th, 7 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. I go to the Wendy Williams show. I was going to shoot 2 days, two shows that day. We were going to pre-tape a show. And every morning when you get to the Wendy Williams show, everybody who's in the crew, everybody that has anything to do in the building, security, whatever your job is, they get tested. So 7 in the morning, I go in there. You know, I'm feeling good. We had just recorded a podcast the night before. And mind you, on Monday the 10th, I recorded Wendy Williams live. Later on that afternoon, I recorded the Nick Cannon show live. I was rocking some brand new brown cashmere. Shout out to the Jake LaMotta of Ron Herman, who got me that fantastic Christmas gift, and Mrs. Rapaport. And then after that, I came home and did yours truly, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. But I was fine. I was feeling good. Monday night, got a good night's sleep. You know, I had traveled over the weekend from Denver, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Tuesday the 11th, I go to Wendy Williams. Tuesday morning, January 11th, I go to Wendy Williams. I get my COVID test. Less than 10 minutes later, the nurse comes into my room. She comes knocking on my room because after you get the COVID test, you're supposed to quarantine until you're cleared. So less than 10 minutes, she comes in. She goes, Michael, I need to retake your test. I said, what, bad test? She goes, no. I go, what? She goes, it was positive. And I was like, what the fuck? The fuck are you talking about? I was like, no, there's no way I got COVID. I don't have COVID. There's no way I have COVID. Test me again. So she says, no problem. She's very chill. She tests me again. She says, wait here. So I'm waiting there 25 minutes. And then they say, we're going to go to the briefing room for the pre-show meeting where we go over the show for the day. And I'm assuming, okay, I'm good. You know, I'm checking my phone for texts. I'm assuming they got a clear test. We get in there for about 5 minutes. The producer calls. I get on the phone with him. I knew what it was. He said, both your tests are positive. I was like, come on, man. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. He goes, you know, I don't want to make a, you know, freak you out, but, you know, I would like you to leave the room. I said, yeah, I'm going to leave the room. I said, I don't make anybody uncomfortable. So I tell everybody, I said, yo, I got a positive COVID test. I walk out of the room. I said, but I want more tests. He goes, no problem. So I go back across the street, outside, by myself, because usually they have security, and I go into the station where to get the tests, where the testing is. I say, I would like two new tests. So they say, no problem. So they give me two new tests. You know, they're all masked up in there. They got all kinds of shit. They probably already, you know, I don't know if these people had corona or not, but they were very nice, very, you know, rooting, hoping for the best. So I go back into my room. I'm like, fuck, I didn't call my wife yet. I'm freaking out. I'm nervous. And I'll tell you how I was feeling in a minute. Anyway, they come back. They go, Michael, the tests are positive. You know, you have to go. And I, you know, but they're not saying like you have to go, but like, you know, you have to go. I already know I have to go. So I'm like, motherfucker. I say, okay. They say, you know, take your time. I say, no problem, no problem. So I call my wife, I tell her, she's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I tell her what happened. pretty much what I just told you guys. She's like, fuck. And I'm like, fuck. And she's like, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to walk home. And she said, well, it's 12 degrees out. I go, yeah, but the driver, I'm not going to be in the car with the driver. She goes, yeah, you're right. The driver was a 63-year-old Russian guy, Ashkenazi Jew, who had driven me around the day before. But super nice. Wasn't the greatest driver, but very, very nice. Was bopping me around in the back seat. I say, you know, I'm going to just give them my clothes and the driver could drop. Because I had all my suits there. I had four suits there for the week. I had my purple sweater for Friday. I was planning on wearing the purple sweater, just like you, the I Am Rapport Stereo fans, asked and requested, most of you. Some of you weren't on board with it, but the majority of you were. And I get out. You know, I leave the building and I start walking. It's 12 degrees. It's like 7:45 in the morning. It's brick out. I didn't dress to be outside, but I got my jacket on. But I'm like, yo, I got to walk. You know what I mean? Like, and I figured I would be able to, you know, just clear my head. And, you know, I was very, very surprised when they told me I had corona. I was very surprised when, whatever I got, corona, delta, I don't know what the fuck I have. I don't even know how they can differentiate. That was one of my questions, like, which strain do I have? Omicron, Deltacron, COVID-19, COVID-22, how do you even know? And then also, to be totally honest, you know, when they said you tested positive, like, I was embarrassed. I was like, come on, man, like, come on, I don't have this shit. Like, what the fuck? You know, I don't have this shit. Like, I felt embarrassed. I felt like, you know, I felt embarrassed that it happened at work. I felt embarrassed that they had to cancel the show because we couldn't record a live Wendy Williams show. They had to put on a repeat. You know, everybody comes to work. They're depending on the host, me, the host with the most, the Gringo Man Dingo, to do my thing. I was very excited about it. The first show on Monday went great, and I just knew we were going to just pick up speed the rest of the week. You know, and then honestly, the second, third thought, I was like, yo, am I going to get sick? Like, is this going to be bad? Like, am I going to get sick? You know, because full transparency, you know, you guys know I have the ulcerative colitis. And because of the ulcerative colitis, I took this medicine called Remicade. After taking the Remicade, in my opinion, allegedly, you know, my immune system got compromised. So the ramifications of the compromised immune system is something called bronchiectasis. Is that what it's called, babe?
What are you, a doctor now?
How do you say it?
Medical?
I'm telling the fucking podcast.
Bronchiectasis,
which is a disease in your lungs. And, you know, a lot of times Dust Brothers, they edit out the coughing and all that shit and the snorting. Now, I've always snorted. I've always been phlegmy. That's why they call me the inflamed Ashkenazi. But, you know, it's gotten a lot worse in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. You know, the stuff with my voice, it's all dialed into that. It's all in the same world of a depleted immune system. So I was nervous when they told me, you know, you had the shit. And then, you know, on the walk home, my man Emil, who was working with me on the show, he said, I'm going to walk with you. I was like, I appreciate that. It's bricked the fuck out. He's like, yeah, I'm going to walk home with you. I said, you don't have to. He said, nah, let me walk with you. Because I was like, yeah, I appreciate it. Because I was kind of bugging. I was like I said, I felt like shit. I felt like I let everybody down. I felt disappointed. Felt disappointed in myself somehow, like that I let myself get coronavirus, although I've been taking safety precautions. But I'm just being honest. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I somehow fucked up. You know, granted, you know, a lot of the people at the Wendy Williams show currently had coronavirus and were quarantined or already had it. So I know it's not personal, and I'm just telling you how I felt. Like, I was like, I'm a dirty motherfucker with coronavirus. Like, that's how I felt, like a dirty, nasty coronavirus shitbag. I felt like a dirty, nasty coronavirus shitbag. Obviously,
it's not crabs. It's like a cold virus, a flu virus-ish with really...
It's not what?
It's not like fucking crabs, babe. Calm down.
I'm just telling them how I feel. I'm being...
You feel dirty.
I am telling the people how I felt, that I felt like a shitbag.
Bag. It's not like you have like rotten dick or, you know, something disgusting or fungal toes or You know what I mean? It's a thing that the world population has to go through. Unfortunately, people, even though with bronchiectasis, you're pretty strong. I mean, your 88-year-old dad survived it, and you're going to be fine, but you don't have to.
I'm just sharing with the listeners how I felt, and I'm glad you clarified to everybody that I don't have rotten dick. Appreciate that. That was really, you went out on a limb with that one, babe. I really, because I'm sure some people were saying maybe you do have rotten dick. So I thank you for that. Anyway, you know, I walked home from 27th and 8th Avenue to my crib, which was 3 miles away. And it was a good walk. And like I said, my man Emil rocked with me. And, you know, I got home, I told my wife, bah, 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 bah. We did yet another test, because I was like, maybe this shits are wrong. We did one of these home tests. I didn't have it. You know, and that day I slept my ass off. And I'll tell you something. The sleeping didn't feel like corona sleep. The sleeping felt like the end of the year sleep that I didn't get. Let me explain. At the end of the year, when I went to Los Angeles, I was in the desert. I know I podcast from the desert. Or maybe I didn't podcast from desert. I podcast from LA. I don't know. I got confused. But to be honest, during my trip to Los Angeles, I didn't get that sort of 2 days of totally just relaxing, totally just sleeping, totally just chilling. You know, like the beds weren't comfortable, no disrespect. The time change, whatever. You know, and then, you know, before you know it, the break is over. And I'm back to podcasting. I'm back to shit talking. I go to Denver. And, you know, the weekends are always crazy when you travel doing the shows. I never sleep perfectly. You know, the traveling and everything, you know, it screws you up. The traveling back screws you up. So that Tuesday, the 11th, when I had gotten the, you know, the positive test, I slept my ass off that whole afternoon. That evening, I went to sleep really, really, really good. We watched The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. Shit is so stupid, that show. But we watch it. Also, I was watching, I think, Golden State Warriors. Somebody else. Anyway, and then the next day, I slept my ass off on Wednesday. Slept like a motherfucker. But I woke up. I felt fine. I'll be honest, full transparency. I had a little bit of like a head coldy sort of light thing. But full transparency, I wake up like that 9 times out of 10. And anybody who knows me good, and the Dust Brothers know me really good, and even when I'm not around them, they know how I feel just from hearing my voice probably better than anybody. Miles and Jordan, they know my energy. They know my mood. They know if it, you know, and then you guys listening to my voice. You hear my voice when it's straining, when it's this. And of course, the young shooter who travels with me, who's around me, you know, he can attest, you know, this motherfucker's always snotting, coughing, doing all sorts of wild shit. If you see me on stage, I know you guys see me, you know, at the shows around the country, I mention it on stage. It's not a joke. It's for real. You know, like when I say the inflamed Ashkenazi, it's not just because it rolls off the tongue. It's because it's true. When I talk about it on stage, it's because it's true. Not everything I talk about on stage, but the coughing and the snorting and the snotting and the ulcerative colitis is all true. And of course, my wife knows me better than anybody. But like I said, you know, I woke up the next day and I was nervous, you know, because, you know, I got these lung issues. I got lung issues. And I'm not going to bullshit you. I was nervous, like, going to sleep that night. I'm just being honest. I double nose stripped up and slept like a fucking baby. I mean, like a big, fucking, comfortable, Ashkenazi baby. Ate good. You know, my wife had made me some soup, some tortellini, fresh vegetables, all that. And, you know, now we're into day, what is it? 1, 2, 3, day 3.5. You know, I woke up this morning. I'll be honest. I had like an extremely sore throat, but not the kind of sore throat that you get that affects your voice, like you've heard me with. On the podcast, not too long ago, I had another one. It was like the regular sort of classic sore throat. And I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, I gargled with some salt water, gargled with some Listerine, chilled. My throat is a little bit sore. Now, it could be from sleeping with my mouth open. I don't know. I got all sorts of shit, man. That's just a fact, Jack. That's just a fact, Jack, is that I have all sorts of shit. But as of right now, in general, for General Michael Rappaport, General Gringo Mandingo, General White Chocolatito, General Jewish James Dean, Inflamed Ashkenazi, Disruptive Warrior, I feel just fine. I went on the roof of my apartment building. No one's up there. I walked up the staircase twice to check the lung capacity. It was normally average. I'm not Herschel Walker. Okay, this ain't Jerry Rice doing the podcast here. I'm not Jerry Rice, Eric Dickerson, or one of these fucking guys. I'm the dingo. So my assessment thus far, and I'm not poo-pooing on whatever variant I have. I don't know if it didn't affect me because it's the Omicron. I don't know if it didn't affect me because I'm vaccinated. I don't know if it didn't affect me because I take my probiotics, a combination of the three. I got a light strain. I ain't no doctor. That's the point of all this. I'm glad I am vaccinated. Some dummies were like, you got vaccinated and you still got corona? Ha ha. And I go, ha ha, this pipe. Ha ha, this kosher loaf. First of all, don't ha ha me when I tell you I have coronavirus. Second of all, yo, you don't want to get vaccinated? Don't get vaccinated. Stay the fuck away from me. There's nothing funny about any of this. Dummies talking that goofy shit. I'll be honest, I did see a clip that I don't think I saw before with stammering, stuttering fucking Joe Biden saying something about if you get the vaccination, you won't get coronavirus. It could have been taken out of context. He could have followed it up with saying, I'm not saying, who knows? These guys, I heard Joe talking some goofy shit this week, some racial shit. It doesn't matter. That's why I have been saying from the beginning, protect yourself. Protect yourself, okay? At all times. At all times, protect yourself. Keep your head on a swivel. It survive and advance. And hopefully, knock on wood, the next time I podcast in a couple of days, I will tell you that I am fully negative and I got them antibodies. And everybody's talking about, oh, the antibodies. No one even knows what antibodies means. This shit you learn in like science class, you learn one for one test and you never, ever remember again. Everybody's a scientific genius. I got the antibodies and these lying ass, fake geniuses, fake genius comedians, Jack Faking. Anyway, as you could tell, I feel just fine. You know, and I appreciate all the Instagram DMs, all the comments, especially from you guys who listen to the podcast, Australian Rapper Pack Worldwide, everybody that, you know, has been supportive. Because like I said, I bullshit, I joke and all that stuff, but I've never wished any, well, maybe I have. I don't think I have wished physical harm, even on pig dick Donald Trump. What difference would it make anyway, slob dick? Huh. Nothing could stop him. Nothing could stop that animal. But nonetheless, yours truly is feeling just fine. Listen, am I going to ILO today? No. I'm not ILOing today. Am I going to scream and yell? No. I'm enjoying taking it easy. You know, you got to give yourself that time to relax. I don't do it. I was forced to do it this week. I had a great excuse to do it this week. But when you just don't do anything, you don't walk, you sleep, and you truly let your body rest, it's nice. It's nice. And like I said, I didn't do it at the end of the year. I really did not do it. I thought I did it. But until you really lay down, you're not really doing it. Because you are listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, there's a good chance you love sports as much as me, if not more. Gambling on sports is nothing new, but doing it from your couch is, with more and more states and sites making it legal. There's so much money to be made. That's why Michael Rappaport, the Dust Brothers, and my guy Ben Baller have created Captain Picks, aka a community of winners. We have a team of captains that are making winning picks at NBA, NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball, plus live game betting and more. You can either have picks emailed to you daily, weekly, monthly, or join our Discord for up-to-the-minute plays and strategy. You don't have to be at this alone. Sign up at CaptainPicks.com today. That's CaptainPicks.com today. And start winning tonight, today, ASAP. I know one thing is that this weekend, in continuation of chilling, I'm going to be watching these NFL games. And by the way, I'm also going to be back doing the Wendy Williams show, which is dope. They already booked that. We already got me locked in the week of the 31st, January 31st. I'll be back doing the entire week, which I'm excited about. But, and by that point, shit. I think that'll be the Super Bowl will already be set. I wonder, do they still have 2 weeks in between the Super Bowl, AFC Championship, and NFC Championship? They don't fact check. Doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. But this weekend, we got the games, and I'm going to be just lamping. I mean, cold lamping right in front of my TV. I'm not going to watch all the games all the way through, but I'm definitely going to, because I'm probably going to be napping. I'm on that nap shit. I have to watch the entire game. You could watch a quarter, could lay down, catch up at the end of the third quarter. That's how a lot of times this works for me. But I'm very excited. We got the Raiders, the still unusually weird Las Vegas Raiders, still not used to that. The Raiders versus the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals straight up. Fuck, this is a tough one. As much as I want the Bills, I have to go with the fucking Patriots. We got the Patriots at the Bills, and I have to go with the Patriots. And I hope I'm wrong, but that's just what my gut is telling me. The Buccaneers versus Tampa Bay in Tampa. I'm going with Tom Brady. By the way, I am watching. If anybody has ESPN.com or whatever, ESPN, whatever, these Tom Brady Man in the Arena episodes are excellent. They are excellent. Breaking down his 10 trips to the Super Bowl. Shut up. See, normally I'd scream at that. Shut up. They're so good. Episode 9 was the last Super Bowl versus the Rams, when the Patriots played the Rams, and I still hated them, and Julian Edelman won MVP. But every episode breaks down a Patriots trip to the Super Bowl, and oh, two of them were great, because I don't know if you remember. Two times the Super Bowl, the Patriots went to the Super Bowl, they lost to the Giants. Those episodes were my favorite. Yeah, those brought back a lot of good memories. There were a lot of good memories, a lot of bad memories, a lot of impressive memories. But the one thing that's crazy is that Tom Brady's an animal. He's an animal. And whether you love him or hate him, you should watch. If you love football, because it's not only the football and the Tom Brady love or hate. Like, you just remember, like, oh yeah, I was watching that Super Bowl with my kids. Like, the second Super Bowl versus the Giants. My kids were young. They didn't know what was going on. They rooted for the Giants with me, but they didn't really understand what was happening. And I just, like, was so, it was crazy. Like, the David Tyree catch, like, I just was like, you know, I remember watching that. You know, I remember being under the couch when they beat the Atlanta Falcons and so forth. And so, I mean, they played, what's his name? Kurt Warner. I mean, this is 20 years ago. This dude's been doing this shit for 20 years. So they're cool to watch, just if you like football, especially this time of year with the playoffs coming. But I'm definitely going with Tampa Bay versus Philly in Tampa Bay this weekend. I'm going with the Niners to knock the Skip Bayless out of the Dallas Cowboy organization. I hope Debo and them can make it work. I got to go with the Chiefs over Pittsburgh. If the Chiefs lost to Pittsburgh, that'd be the biggest upset, I think, ever in a wild card game. And then I got to go with the Cardinals versus the Rams. The Rams are just looking shaky and bakey. But these are just my off-the-cuff predictions. And I think nonetheless, the games are going to be good. We've got six games, and it's crazy because there's two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, and then one game on Monday night, which that may have happened before, but maybe not. But that's a weekend of football. Two on Saturday, three Sunday, and then a game on Monday, a playoff game on Monday. Maybe they did that last year with protocols and all that stuff. But nonetheless, I just wanted to let you guys know the detailed comings and goings of me, everything I've dealt with this week. And like I said, I feel good. There's nothing to worry about. Knock on wood. The next time you hear from me, hopefully I'll be triple negative. Because I, you know, like my man Emil told me, he said, yo, you got COVID. I was like, I know. He said, yo, you tested three times positive, motherfucker. You have COVID. I was like, I know. You trying to make me feel bad and shit? But like it was, I was like, yeah, I got COVID. And then we went home and did a little one of these little bullshit Rite Aid home tests, which it also said I was positive. But how could something from Rite Aid really dictate some real health stuff, some at-home testing kits? Can we really believe those? Are they really valid? These Rite Aid, you know, drugstore over-the-counter testing kits? Even though it got me right. And then to answer another question, because people have been asking me, is my wife, thus far, as of the recording of this podcast, she still is negative. Now, we haven't been able to, like, quarantine, just because of, you know, the way the crib is. But thus far, she's good. And, you know, I tried to hit her with that COVID dick. She was like, no. She's like, that's not... Like, what are you talking about? I said, can I hit you with that Omni dick? She said, nah. Definitely not. I tried. Anyway, it's a little bit shorter than normal. I'm just trying to stay on task here. I am trying to chill and enjoy this week of chill, you know, but I, you know, podcast can't stop, won't stop. You know, if I was ever in a health situation where I couldn't podcast, to be honest, even if I said everything was okay, you know, yeah, I wouldn't be okay, you know, because I should always be able to podcast. I always love to podcast. And, you know, I look forward to podcasting. It's, you know, it's part of my life. So I love podcasting and I love, you know, doing it for you guys. Anyway, Came and Disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at her with something real nice. Take me at her with something real proper. But most importantly, take me at her with something real loud and something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Out.